Proclamation number 3997 of 11th of March, 1947. Apostasy from God and the way of return. Light, darkness. From the kingdom of light you came forth and now walk in darkness, and that through your own fault. God is the light from eternity, and thus he was the origin, and what came forth from him had to be light again, for light radiates and spreads light. And yet, that which came forth from him sank into darkness, it lost its luminosity because it wanted to escape the original light, because it did not want to be nourished by the eternal original source of light and because it recognized itself as full of light and did not believe it needed an influx of light. Because it thought it was powerful compared to God, thus it exalted itself. It was not ignorance which caused the light-filled being to be arrogant towards God, for it possessed supreme knowledge and precisely this knowledge, because it encompassed everything, was the cause of its arrogance, and therefore its arrogance was a sin against God of utmost significance, for God's living creations sought to belittle their Creator, the highest and most perfect being, for they no longer acknowledged Him. They became sinful and fell into darkness, i.e., into a lightless state where they lost all recognition, all knowledge. God withdrew his strength of love from the created being which wanted to escape from him. He took away from it what its arrogant thinking had caused. The knowledge and thus the realization of what it was and what it should be. Yet he also gave it the opportunity to attain realization again and return to its original state, because it is not in accordance with his love and wisdom to be eternally separated from that which was created by him. It can free itself from the great sin of apostasy from God and thereby also return to the state of light again, but then it has to give up all arrogance, it has to strive towards God's nearness. It is to enter his circle of light and love again and allow itself to be radiated through. It must want to escape the darkness and desire light. But you humans, who embody that which has fallen away from God, still walk in deepest darkness, for your will does not strive towards God and therefore you do not enter his circle of light either. And you are still far away from God. You shun the light, and you remain without knowledge, without all realization. And yet, you are able to lift your distance from God in a short time, to bridge a gulf which you have created for yourselves, for God will assist you in every way with his love and grace in order to guide you to the original state which you voluntarily left. Yet you must also voluntarily try to attain it again. It cannot be returned to you against your will or you would remain imperfect for all eternity. But if you have the will to return to the exit of light, if you strive towards the light yourselves, then it will also become yours, then you will enter the state of realization, you will become knowledgeable, i.e., you will regain the lost knowledge, and you will now give up all arrogance, you will approach God in humble love, and his infinite love, which he has never withdrawn from you, will receive you again and guide you towards your former purpose. You may work in abundance of light and strength and will be inconceivably happy. You humans on earth, flee the darkness, seek the light, and where a faint glimmer of light shines, turn there and step into this light and it will become ever stronger until you are surrounded by the highest light. Take this call seriously, for you will never feel at ease in darkness, for after your demise you will experience it as unspeakable torment, and only light will give you bliss, yet then it will be far more difficult for you to reach the light. Therefore, make use of the time on earth. Strive for knowledge. Strive towards God, the eternal light, and let Him place you in the state of knowledge again. Approach the Creator and Father of eternity again in love and humility, and He will accept you and help you attain beatitude, which you can only find in unity with the original light from whom you once originated. Amen.